Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Yesterday, I think a lot of our audience was probably listening to Rush Limbaugh. Glad to have him on the air as we get closer to Election Day. There are a lot of really, just ridiculous political stories that have to be analyzed, and there's nobody who does it better than Rush Limbaugh. I mean, what, 30-plus years of talking about politics on the radio, and he has such a huge audience. But it was pretty devastating and surprising, I got to say, for those of us who were listening and heard Rush talk about his lung cancer, which, gosh, when he first announced he had it, there was all this talk about, oh my goodness, this is the end of Rush. And then he started undergoing the treatment, and it seemed like maybe things were better. I mean, to his credit, he didn't turn it into a daily cancer update when he was on the air. But yesterday, he revealed the news that the cancer seems to be winning in his fight to survive. I don't know what that means long term, but it was pretty upsetting for a lot of people who listen to Rush, and he's almost just a part of their daily life and part of the family in many ways. He certainly is a part of the WRVA family. So if there's any silver lining when a celebrity or somebody that we all listen to and look to comes down with cancer or fights cancer, tries to survive cancer, is that it raises awareness. And, you know, there's a group that deals with cancer every day, and it's the American Cancer Society. And so on this Giving Tuesday, it just so happened that we had the opportunity to talk to Regay King, who is a senior director of cancer control for the American Cancer Society here in Central Virginia. And I didn't set you up. You didn't know that I was going to bring up Rush Limbaugh, so I don't know if you've been following his case, Regay, but I would assume that you, over the years, you've found that when someone famous finds out they've got cancer, that suddenly the phones ring and perhaps doctors start seeing people who say, no, wait a minute, let me check something out because I'm worried about my own health. Have you witnessed that over the years?
Oh, yes, John. We have most recently with Chadwick Boseman and his death due to colorectal cancer.
That's right.
We
yeah.
had an increase of thousands. It was over 2,000% increase in the number of people accessing our cancer.org website, where we have information on all different kinds of cancers. So, it's wonderful to increase awareness, but it's very sad, and I'm sorry to hear about Rush. You never want to hear that someone is not doing well after a diagnosis and treatment. So to answer your question, yes, unfortunately, when a celebrity is diagnosed, it doesn't increase awareness, which is good. But like I said, my heart goes out to the family, to the individual and the family supporting them through that cancer diagnosis.
I had one person who told me yesterday they were very upset about the news from Rush. And they said, oh, my God, we never beat cancer. I mean, it just takes the best of our society away. And I thought, well, you know what? That's an interesting assertion. You know, I just lost one of my best friends back in late June who passed away from cancer out in California. It was a colorectal cancer. It motivated me to go get a colonoscopy just to be sure that I'm okay. But what do you say to somebody who makes the assertion we're not beating cancer? Surely we're doing better today than we were even a decade ago. Does the data prove that?
Yes, the data proves that cancer incidence and mortality rates are going down and have been going down significantly for the last 25 years. We've also had breakthroughs in treatment through research and clinical trials. So there are wins. Unfortunately, though, you know, people are still being diagnosed every single year. Over 1.5 million people every year hear the words, "You have cancer." So it's still happening. But I've been with the American Cancer Society over 25 years. And in the period of time I've been with the American Cancer Society, I've seen tremendous success. I remember we used to talk about, wouldn't it be great if one day there was a vaccine to prevent cancer? And here we are, and we have a vaccine for HPV-related cancers. We have a campaign to encourage parents to vaccinate their children with the HPV vaccine to prevent 6 HPV-related cancers down the road. And, you know, like I said, it was a dream 25 years ago when I started with the organization, and now it's a reality. So that's just one example of some of the breakthroughs. But, you know, the American Cancer Society continues to fund research looking at all different kinds of issues. We still see, unfortunately, a lot of disparity in treatment and outcomes for specific groups across the United States. It can be based on your race, your ethnicity, whether you're in an urban community versus a rural community. So there's still a lot of work to do. But as I said, with my history with the organization, I've just seen tremendous progress. So while it's awful to know that people are still being diagnosed, I do think that we are chipping away at the disease.
What's most helpful for the American Cancer Society with your agenda to try to educate the public, prevent cancer from spreading and stop it? And in another 25 years, we'd hope we'd talk on the air about how it's no longer a problem or it's easily treatable.
Exactly. Well, a lot of it is still our behavior. So we estimate anywhere between 30 to 50% of cancers are related to our behavior. So what we do. So we know that there's a correlation between smoking and lung cancer. Not to say that every person that has lung cancer has smoked in their past. Sometimes lung cancer develops without having that smoking history. Physical activity and exercise. As we've progressed as a nation with some wonderful transportation tools, we limit the amount of time that we physically move. So physically moving is of benefit. Same thing with nutrition, trying to increase the number of fruits and vegetables we take in every day actually helps. It's something that helps reduce your risk for cancer. And there have been, you know, studies that show that physical activity, being active, and that can be walking. Walking is one of the easiest things you can do. You just flip on your sneakers and walk out the door. Walking is preventative. It's shown a direct link with breast cancer and colon cancer. So there are some things that we can do as individuals. And then the next thing, the most important thing, is that relationship you have with your family physician, and that you are being screened following our guidelines or the United States Preventive Services Task Force guidelines, but that you're following guidelines for screening. And we have guidelines for screening for breast cancer, colorectal cancer, lung cancer. And so, you know, making sure that, you know, you're in conversation with your physician and, you know, hey, I'm 45. What should I be doing? Empowering individuals to be their own advocates, I think, is one of the most important things that we can do.
Well, one of the things we want to do with Giving Tuesday is provide our local folks the opportunity to be supportive of the local efforts of organizations, big and small. How, in our last minute, how can anyone who's listening to this interview be helpful to the American Cancer Society and impact people here in Central Virginia?
Well, thank you, John, for that opportunity. We just most recently held our Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk. It was a virtual event this past Sunday, but we're still working hard to collect donations. As you can imagine, COVID has really taken a hit on us as far as being able to do in-person events. And we would love it if people would make a donation between now and the end of the year to the American Cancer Society. It can be through Making Strides Against Breast Cancer if that's your area of interest. But those small donations add up and allow us to continue to do our work in research and getting the message out like we have today with you. We greatly appreciate any opportunity to help educate the public on how important it is to take a role in their own health and help others. That's the other thing we can do is be ambassadors and encourage our friends and family to be active in their prevention of cancer.
Well, you're a great spokesperson. I appreciate the chance to talk to you, and I know the good work that the American Cancer Society is doing across the country and here in Richmond. And I appreciate you illuminating that for us today. Regay King, the Senior Director of Cancer Control with the American Cancer Society here in Central Virginia. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.